Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Sunday. Happy Veterans Day weekend Sunday and NFL Sunday. I'm watching a little NFL also. Matter of fact, the Colts and Pittsburgh Steelers. What's up? What's up? Thank you guys for your love and your support this Veterans Day weekend. My apologies for not broadcasting in a couple days, few days. Great news, my mother was discharged on Thursday from the Baptist Medical Complex here in the capital city of Mississippi, in Jackson, Mississippi. Thank you all for your prayers. Thank you for continuing to pray for my family, loved ones, peers, those I work with, those I volunteer with. Those of you that are big supporters of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports right here on blogtalkradio.com. We're all in this together, right? We're right here in this world together, right? Love always wins, right? Right. And if you would like to call in, you can. It's 646-787-1578. This is an update show. Since I didn't broadcast last night, I had a show scheduled for 10 o'clock. So I rescheduled it to begin, of course, at 1. And we have another show at 2 o'clock. You know, for the past few weeks on Sundays have been spotlighting James Franco. You know, there's a lot of award season buzz. He's been recognized a lot for his current work in The Disaster Artist and also HBO's The Deuce. And so, I've been researching James since like really in-depth research, honestly, since about 2010, 2009, even though I fell in love with his work when he played James Dean. So at 2 o'clock, we will be talking about James Franco. That's what we have been doing for the past few weeks because there's so much to his resume, so much. There are so many layers to his being. So hopefully some of the members of the James Franco Project closed group that I created in early summer will call in at 2 o'clock also. And those of you that are following us on Instagram on at the James Franco Project group also. So thank you all for your support regarding that. The Revolution Minneapolis Sound Project closed group that I created is awesome. The Save Dallas page I created back when Dallas was not granted a fourth season, many of us created the Save Dallas campaign still continues. We still would love to find a new home or TNT to still change their mind regarding Save Dallas. There are so many reboots out there. But Facebook, honchos, contacted me about a month ago praising the James Franco closed group. And that's amazing. It's so exciting how they definitely would like to support us more with our online events and our public in-person events. And they want to know a lot about gatherings that we, plan. And so on. So I think that's so awesome. So, much shout out Martin Zuckerberg and the Facebook group that the higher ups that contacted me regarding that. And thank you. That's out of all the groups, they recognize the James Franco Project closed group. And it is an intimate, exclusive group. And it comprises of not only fans, but also, collaborators, students, friends. I mean, we come from different angles. Members of the group come from different angles, and some are, support him maybe as an author. Some support him just maybe because they're so in love with Saul, his character from the Pineapple Express. And it's just amazing. And some, like me, love his story. So, Excuse me. That is wow. When you're broadcasting live, isn't that wow what can happen? But that will be at 2 o'clock when we continue our talk. So some of the members that are in UK, I think they might call in. I don't know, but that would be cool. But this is an update. Mother is resting. She's awesome, and she definitely thank you all for the messages that you have been sending. My cousin Linda will return to co-host and talk about holiday etiquette on Saturday morning at 5:30. Cousin Linda and I will be talking about. Cousin Linda is a world traveler. She has always been since I've been on this earth. I'm 49. Cousin Linda, she looks 35. And Cousin Linda is a native of Jackson, Mississippi. Many of you that are friends and fans of the show, I know that she was a part of the Mississippi Civil Rights Movement back in the early 60s. She, as a preteen, literally marched and worked with the late Medgar Evers. No joke. Some of you have heard her story. Cousin Linda is an author. You know, she has been on the show to discuss her her novel that she have written. She was one of the first people to take me out as a little girl, maybe like age 3, 4. She would take me to very nice restaurants and groom me on how to be a lady, how to eat proper, proper etiquette. And some of us, you know, to this day, sometimes I feel like I need to be, you know, some of my friends will even tell you, oh my gosh, she didn't brush up on her etiquette. Many of us, I think proper etiquette is always, we're always learning. Even those that teach us proper etiquette, the coaches out there, you know, they're always learning also. So that's what Cousin Linda and I will be discussing with you all on Saturday morning on the 18th at 5:30 a.m. We will be discussing holiday etiquette 101 and also other current events and hot topics. Also, because back in late spring, Cousin Linda made a trip to Dubai. She probably will be talking about her that nice trip. And also, hot topics, you know, hot topics of what's going on socially and politically also. But the cover story of Saturday's broadcast with Cousin Linda Oliver, of Dallas, Texas, native of Jackson, Mississippi, on Saturday the 18th at 5:30, we will be discussing holiday etiquette 101. You know, with Thanksgiving, the holidays are here. My sister and I was just talking about Thanksgiving dinner. You know, Mother's 86th birthday is the day before Thanksgiving. Sometimes it falls on Thanksgiving. And also the 22nd, my mother's birthday is the anniversary of JFK's assassination. My mother said that, my mother told me, that was her saddest birthday. You know, the day that, I know, oh my God, that her saddest birthday was the day that the President JFK was assassinated. I know, oh my God. Really thank you all for your support. I just want to update you on shows that we have scheduled. The President and the First Lady and press and so on are still abroad traveling and doing great things. So, sending love and prayers out to America's leader and those here that are leading the country, and also all the world leaders. I hope you guys are really, you know, coming together and making some great decisions for your respective countries and also for the entire world collectively, because, you know, I think we pretty much, we all have no commonality. We want more love. We want perfect health care. We want more jobs and support of those that are small business owners, and want food, want shelter. I mean, we want the basics. I think everybody can relate, from small towns and villages around the world to the big cities around the world. And we want to be safe. We want to be protected. And we want the bad guys to be taken care of, and and sending love and support to the good guys. So definitely happy Veterans Day weekend to those of you out there in the military, to veterans. I'm from in a military family. Many of my relatives are veterans, are getting ready to retire. And just send a big shout out, my brother-in-law Tommy Ellis in Dallas, one of Out of Africa Imports at Traders Village. He's a Vietnam vet, so a big shout out to him. BJ and I had planned to go before my mother fell ill to spend Veterans Day weekend with he at his stores and to bring some things back, you know, maybe, you know, do some pop-up stores here in Jackson or whatever. But my uncles, they served in the military. I have a cousin that's in the military. She did the Army, and she's in the Air Force now, just like her dad. Was a retired Air Forceman in Biloxi, Mississippi. He retired from Keesler Air Force Base. My late brother served 4 years in the military. He spent 3.5 years in Frankfurt, Germany. I had seen a post from a Facebook friend. Oh, my goodness, I wish I could remember. Land of the Free because of the Brave. Yeah, we're the land of the free because of the brave. That's an amazing poster to see. But really, just want to give you all an update. Thank you for connecting with me in person and, of course, throughout social media. Thank you so much. Facebook, you know, you can connect with me. The show has a page, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Then also there's Culture Shock Inc. and Marketing. And my name, Bethany Williams. You can, you know, connect with me at blog.bethentrepreneur.tumblr.com. Also on Twitter, Beth Williams, BETHWMS, and Culture Shock Inc., KULTRESHOKENT. And I spell the names out because culture is spelled different and shock is spelled different in ENT. And, of course, I'm on Snapchat. It's Culture Shock Inc., too, KULTRESHOKENT. YouTube, Culture Shock Inc. I'm thinking about revamping, getting a new YouTube channel so it could be more, you know, more focused on the show and probably start vlogging myself. And, of course, I do have live stream and Ustream. So you guys, you know, I'm and Vimeo also. But you definitely can connect with me on Facebook, IG, Beth Entrepreneur. Also, those of you that would like to follow at the James Franco Project Group, it's James Franco Project and Group. It's spelled GRP on Instagram. And, of course, Beth Entrepreneur on Instagram. I feel like I'm forgetting LinkedIn. I must shout out my business professional friends. Whenever I log into my LinkedIn, boy, I have so many invites to connect. And I literally love the messages and love to really effectively network on LinkedIn. So you can connect with me at linkedin.com/IM/BethCWilliamsEntrepreneur. It's spelled correctly also. So, but I just want to thank you. I am getting the message that 60 more seconds for live broadcasting, but I can continue on a few more minutes. But just want to thank you with this update show. Just a big shout out to supporters and listeners of the show. And we'll be back on the air in about 30 minutes with part 4, I believe, today, regarding the career and life of James Franco. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, right here at blogtalkradio.com. You can email me also at Culture Shock Inc., KULTRESHOKENT _ Beth at yahoo.com. And yeah, Culture Shock Inc., KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@gmail.com. But again, thank you so much and God bless. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and we'll be back on the air in about 30 minutes.